Cattle futures softened on Wednesday. Agricultural producer sentiment declined last month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 9th of May. Cattle futures were lower Wednesday on wobbly box beef values and the lack of weekly cash fed cattle direction. Heading into the close and before settlement, live cattle futures were an average of $1.18 lower, while feeder cattle futures were an average of $1.60 lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $184 a hundredweight on the Southern Plains, $186 to $187 in Nebraska, and $185 to $187 in the Western Corn Belt. Dressed delivered prices were $294 to $295. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.82 lower Wednesday afternoon at $296.67 a hundredweight. Select was $4.09 lower at $288.25. Grain futures were lower Wednesday, with likely continued producer selling and perhaps positioning ahead of Friday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. Heading into the close, corn futures were 5 to 8 cents lower through May of 25. Kansas City wheat futures were mostly 10 to 15 cents lower through July of 25, and soybean futures were mostly 12 to 21 cents lower through March of 25. Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 higher at OKC West in Arena, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded fully steady. There is no trend for calves, and there were 7,743 head on offer. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing $8.50 to $8.99 sold $7 to $9 higher, with instances of up to $13 higher. Steers weighing 900 to 949 pounds sold steady to $4 higher. Heifers weighing 750 to 799 sold steady. There are 2,800 head on offer. Steers sold uneven with instances of sharply higher for grass-ready calves at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there are 2,674 head. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $4 to $9 higher. Heifers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold unevenly steady and then $3 to $8 higher at heavier weights. There are 2,276 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers sold $7 to $11 lower at Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,052 head. Heifers traded mostly $4 to $10 lower. Finally, also compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 600 to 650 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska with 1,840 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was 172 points higher. The S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ was down 29 points. Heading into the close, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were 31 cents to 89 cents higher through the front six contracts. Agricultural producer sentiment declined sharply in April based on the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It fell 15 points from March to 99, the lowest level since June of 2022. Worries about current financial situations on farms and ranches and anticipated financial challenges in the coming year drove the decline. The current condition index dropped by 18 points to 83, while the future expectations index fell by 14 points to 106. According to James Minter, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, farmer sentiment took a significant hit in April, reflecting broader concerns about financial performance and farmland values. The Farmland Financial Performance Index declined to 76 in April, which was 7 points less than the previous month and 21 points less than last fall's peak of 97. The April Ag Economy Barometer Survey was conducted between April 8th and 12th. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 9th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.